Pico Pete, folks. Alas, poor girl, she's really swell, but dull teeth makes her lonely Nell.
You probably know someone like that. A swell person who goes dateless because of a dull, glamourless smile. Well, why not introduce Pebico Tooth Powder? Pebico, you know, cleans teeth better, adds brightness and luster to your smile. That's because Pebico contains a special combination of polishing agents. It is microfine, so it doesn't wash right away. Instead, it clings to your teeth until the brushing is finished. Clings and polishes. Yes, Pebico cleans teeth better. So try Pebico and smile.
Blind Date, presented by Heinz, H-I-N-D-S. Heinz for beautiful hands. Yes, it's the famous lotion with the honey and almond fragrance presenting Blind Date with Arlene Francis. Blind Date features six servicemen on furlough in New York who try to date three gorgeous girls for an evening at the Stork Club as guests of Heinz. The boys and girls have never met. They can't even see each other on our stage. Our six servicemen are on one side of a partition. The girls are on the other side. They talk over the telephones from opposite sides of the partition. You listeners will hear both sides of the conversation. Tonight's Blind Date chaperone will be that famous American novelist, Fanny Hurst. And now we'll give you that sparkling and delightful little lady, the lovely star of Broadway's new play, The Overtons, America's Blind Date gal, Miss Arlene Francis.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, everyone. And what a Monday evening this is, with a sextet of the nicest boys from the service, aren't you, boys? Yes, they're so nice. Look at them, they're all smiling. Well, no more stalling. We have the business of blind dating at hand, so how about a musical start-off, please, Teddy?
And, Arlene, the first on the list of our blind daters tonight is Danny Hayes, a paratrooper in the United States Army from Walla Walla, Washington.
How are you, Danny?
Scared.
Not after what you've been through, you couldn't possibly be scared. Those boots ought to hold you pretty still, anyway. They're pretty heavy, aren't they?
They don't help much.
They're not. Well, don't you worry about a thing. We're all just friends. Aren't we?
Huh? I hope so.
Come on, let's be friends. Yes, you'll get so you won't mind this at all after a while. Hayes, that's a famous name. You should be very proud of it. Rutherford B. Hayes and Helen Hayes and Will Hayes. Not related to any of those, are you?
Just Danny.
Just Danny? Well, you're an important Hayes in your own right. I can see by all those wonderful ribbons you're wearing, Danny. Where have you jumped? What are some of those places you've been?
Sicily, Italy, France, Holland.
Oh, goodness, that's a lot of places. Did you jump in all those places?
Yes.
And then you jumped back here to us. And aren't we glad you made that one?
I am.
That's the most important jump of all, isn't it? The purple heart with the leaf on it, is that two? Does that mean you've had two?
Yes.
And, but you're all fine and strong now for me, aren't you, Danny?
I think so.
You're much weaker doing this probably than when you received the Purple Heart. And two presidential citations. Well, you're quite a boy, and you have nothing to shake about. We're the ones that are shaking. We'll just stand here and shake from sheer admiration, so you ought to be right at home, Danny. What did you do before you got into the service?
Went to high school.
You did? Yeah. They teach you a lot of things in high school?
Didn't teach me very much, I don't think.
Well, did they teach you something that you may want to be after the war, Danny? Have you made up your mind what you'd like to do?
I'd like to be a reporter on the paper.
You would, huh? You want to go from the front lines to the headlines. Is that
That's
the idea? Well, good luck to you, Danny. And do you mind the discipline in the service very much?
Not too much.
Not too much? Ever talk back to your top sergeant?
That isn't what put me in the hospital.
And do you have any hobbies of any kind, Danny?
No, none especially.
None especially. And you're from Walla Walla, Washington, huh? Sounds like a debate in Congress. Tell me, have you had any particularly unusual experience since you've been in the service?
The only one is
What was that, Danny? Can you tell us about it?
I was in Sicily when we got delayed behind the lines. The Air Corps got us off our course.
You were behind the enemy lines? Mm-hmm. And you were off your course about 75 miles? How many of them were you?
There was 17 when we started. Four of us got through 32 days later.
Oh, dear. Well, thank heaven you got through, Danny. You deserve a beautiful date for that, don't you? Huh?
I don't know.
Think you'd be more comfortable when you're sitting down talking to a girl on the telephone than standing up here talking to me?
I think so, yeah.
You do? All right. I'll let you get over to the phone now, and you're going to talk to a very dashing and attractive young lady by the name of Peggy French. She's from Chicago, and she was one of the very attractive young ladies in Dough Girls that played very successfully. She's wearing, Danny, a red, white, and blue dress. Don't try to rave her around, though, will you? She's got lovely brown hair and brown eyes, and see if you can make the jump. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello, Peggy. This is Danny. I was told if I called here, I'd get a date with an angel.
Somebody's been kidding you, Danny. There are no angels here.
Where are you talking from?
Well, I don't have any horns, either.
How do you get around in traffic?
Oh, brother. Well, that's really terrible, Danny. Stop your kidding. What type of girl are you looking for? A blonde or a brunette or a redhead?
You mean I have a choice?
Hardly. You see, I happen to be a brunette.
Well, that's funny. I prefer brunettes.
Oh. You're doing all right,
well,
for a shy boy.
I only have 10 seconds left now, so... But I was a 10-second man in college, so I should win.
Oh. Nice one, Danny. Thank you. French. And she's so, so charming. Don't forget about that red, white, and blue dress now. Be very patriotic when you talk to her.
Hello.
Hello, Peggy.
Yes.
This is Marty Feigen.
Hello, Marty.
I'm 5'11". I'm tall. I like to dance, and I'm a Brooklyn boy with a yen for a wren.
Well, Marty, I don't happen to be a wren.
All right. I'll settle for a slick chick with a trigger figure.
A trigger figure?
Yes, in the service, we're taught to squeeze the trigger.
Uh-huh. Well, Marty, I'm afraid you better figure something else out for tonight. Now, tell me why you think you ought to have this date.
You mean you want to know more? After I tell you I'm from Brooklyn?
Oh, my. Why? What do Brooklyn boys have that other boys don't have?
Well, to put it modestly, everything.
All right, go ahead now.
Well, Peggy, I'd like very much to have the pleasure of your company this evening. And if you pick me, it'll be just like picking fruit from the tree that grows in Brooklyn.
Nice work, Marty. Come over here, both of you, will you? Well, Peggy, right over here, Marty. That's it. Now, right over here, till the jury passes judgment. Which one of these boys is going with you to the Stork Club, Peggy? Is it going to be Danny Hayes or is it going to be Martin Feigen?
Oh, gosh, Arlene, this is a terrible thing to try to do, but I'm afraid it will have to be Danny because I want to see a 10-second man.
All right. Congratulations, Peggy. Nice job, Marty. Thanks a lot. Danny, here's a lovely orchid for you to present to that Heinz honey over there. Go ahead now. Knock on the door.
Whoa!
She's all right. She's all right, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
You want to pledge allegiance to that flag?
That's what we're fighting for.
You bet. That's just what we're fighting for. That girl and a lot of others. We have a little stud here so that you can get $5 pocket money in addition to your evening at the Stork Club, Danny. And Heinz is going to foot the bill for everything. Now, to get the $5, just give us the answer to this question. What is another name for Japan?
Japan's name's Mud.
Oh, that's better than Nippon any day. You get the $5 for that and the girl. Have fun tonight. We'll all be going over in a minute.
May we congratulate you on the date you've won tonight. Your gal's divine, so dance and dine and send the bill to Heinz.
Ken, along about here in the program, you usually strike a gloomy note, talking about romances broken by rough, dry hands and things. Couldn't we have a happy ending?
Why, certainly, Arlene. The girl uses Heinz honey and almond fragrance cream, so her hands are velvet smooth and soft. And the happy ending is a foregone conclusion, because men love smooth, soft hands. And girls, the best way to prove that is to use Heinz lotion for your hands and see. Heinz contains special softening ingredients, a wonderful aid in helping your hands withstand the drying, chapping effects of winter winds. Get Heinz now. H-I-N-D-S. Heinz for beautiful hands. Another gladiator enters the arena. This one is Marty Krallstein, a private in the United States Army, and he's from Spokane, Washington.
Welcome, Marty. This is Marty night, huh? Two of you in a row.
It seems like it.
And you're from Spokane, Washington. Is that right, Marty?
That's right.
And what did you used to do before you got into the service?
Well, believe it or not, I used to be with the New York City Fire Department. I spent quite a bit of time here before I entered the service.
You did. Well, if it's good enough for LaGuardia or it's good enough for you, is all I can say. The fire department, huh?
That's right.
Well, I got a flame for you on the other side, but you won't want to put her out. I promise you that.
Well, I like to conquer it.
All right. Do you do anything with the fire in the Army?
Yes, I'm a firefighter instructor in the Army as well.
I see. And is that the only kind of work you've ever done?
That's
doing
all I've done in the Army. That's firefighting, instructing.
Now, I mean before you got into the service, was that...
Oh, well, I used to sell a bit of thread.
To an old so-and-so, I suppose.
Used to give a good yarn, too.
Ah, fine, all right.
Admiration, Fred. Privet a plug.
What kind of work do you want to get into afterwards?
Well, I think I'd be going back to my New York City Fire Department work.
You're going to be faithful to the fire department, huh?
Well, it's a pretty good job.
Good. Well, I'm sure we can stand nice boys like you in the fire department. Do you look nice in a red hat?
Well, my hat isn't red, it's blank. With a white trimming.
Oh, I'll bet you're a captain?
Captain?
What position?
I have hopes.
What position do you have when you have a blue hat with a black hat with a white band?
You're mostly an engine man.
That's
right. You use the hose a lot.
You do. Well,
that's
good
right.
For you. I hope that we won't have very many fires, but anyway, it'll be nice to know you're around. And do you have any hobbies of any kind, Marty?
Well, I like the bands very much.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a favorite dish?
Believe it or not, I like borscht.
It's a good thing to like these days, borscht. The way the Russians are going, the borscht is yet to come.
I'm of Russian descent.
Good. You ought to be very proud of that these days. Well, Marty, I'm going to let you get on the telephone now and see if you can set a young lady on fire by the name of Rita Daigle. Now, this young lady is from New York. She was the queen of the press photographer's ball, and she was Miss Stardust of 1944. That'll give you a rough idea. You pick up the phone already. You're so eager, I don't have to tell you anything about her more. Go ahead, then. You go ahead and talk.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Hello, Rita.
Yes?
This is Marty. I know my approach to airplane fires, as I happen to be a firefighter instructor in the Army. But tonight I'd like to pilot you around and make sure you don't make any crash landings altogether.
Oh, well, that sounds exciting.
This is a very special occasion to me. And not always do I get an opportunity. I'm being very modest when I say that, too, as it's only happened to me once being up here. It must have been fate that sent me here, and, well, fate will send me a few other places, too, I know. And it would indeed be a pleasure to spend this evening with you. I know that, in the days that are coming, I'll be spending my time somewhere else in a state of bachelorhood. And I want to remember this particular evening and pay my respects to American womanhood, who are above par and the most intelligent and the most studious girls in business.
What do you think that is, the Gettysburg Address?
I have 10 seconds there, Rita, and I know I like to dance very much. I know you'll have a good time because I so desire one very much.